This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Boucher with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. Five capitals, five points of view, Ukraine conflict, largest European war since 1945, although much more dangerous because it's armed with weapons of mass destruction and surveillance techniques that were not even dreamed about in 1945. Professor, Xi Jinping has made an announcement that he recommends negotiations over Ukraine. What is Beijing's point of view, noting that there was just a naval exercise off the waters of Japan between the Russian fleet and the PLA fleet? What does Beijing want out of Ukraine here at year's end?
Well, I think that Mr. Xi, if we can for a minute assume that he is speaking for Beijing, wants China to become strong in a way that avoids Western, or what they call Western ideas such as freedom, democracy, and all the rest, by allying closely with an autocratic state, Russia, although I should point out that Russia is nowhere near as autocratic as China, although they're certainly behaving very badly, but there is dissent, there is free information, maybe 10% in Russia, whereas in China it's zero. But the people whom I listen to about China say that there's been much discussion of whether China should made a mistake in cutting herself off from the Western world, which of course includes Japan and Southeast Asia and India and so forth, or was that a good thing? And one of the academies, I think it's Tsinghua University, they had their professors write a report, and it said that if China wants to advance and grow and develop, that she must join the Western world, where there are many, many opportunities. Whereas if she hews to China, to Russia, there really Russia isn't going anywhere. And this document was given to Mr. Xi, who took his magic marker or whatever he uses, and he wrote, basically, this is a pile of nonsense on it. Four characters he wrote on the front of it. Not even clear that he read it. It goes, that idea that China should attempt to move into the mainstream of the world, which is they refer to as the West, is anathema to him. Now, having said that, one has to ask, how important is this? Because I think at the moment, China is falling apart in a way that is alarming even to the party. The epidemic of COVID is everywhere. Bodies, they don't have the crematoria working around the clock, and they can't deal with them. At the mosque in Beijing, somebody went there, and they counted 60 bodies of people who had died of COVID wrapped in yellow or white cloth, just piled up in the mosque, because there's nowhere else to put them. And if you roam on the internet, you'll find all kinds of pictures of this. People are dying faster than anyone can deal with. And of course, we have offered to provide vaccine and all of these good things that we have a vaccine that actually works, although it has some very serious side effects. This has now been turned down twice by China, and the offer is being made again. In the meantime, you will be relieved to know that the 20,000 overseas residents of China who are Germans have now had a German vaccine flown in, and it's expected that by January they are going to be inoculated with German vaccine, but no Chinese are going to be inoculated with German vaccine. So I think that China is in she is in an internal crisis, which in certain ways is unprecedented. And I'll be very surprised if, as the Chinese say they expect that sometime in the spring, after the peak of the COVID epidemic passes, in the spring or early summer, there are going to be some changes made, because it's very hard to judge. But Mr. Xi was popular with ordinary Chinese because he claimed to be cracking down on corruption. He has never been popular with the elite and nor with the party. But I think that I think he's going to be probably short-lived in office, and that the question of where China aligns herself in the international system is therefore open. But at the moment, you probably saw that the Russians are buying weapons and gunpowder and explosives and so forth from North Korea, which is, I mean, if you're shopping in North Korea, that's the bottom, that's the basement of the basement.
Professor H.J. McIntyre, International Relations, Five Capitals, Five Points of View, 11 months into the European War, the greatest conflict since 1945, looking to the new year, and yet, as the professor reminds us, there is no plan that we know of in Washington, in Brussels, in Kyiv, in Moscow, in Beijing to end the conflict. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.